Voters along the Interstate 4 corridor are already casting their ballots, likely in a way that will match the final outcome of the presidential election. In this final stop in our series along I-4, Mary Shedden visits Pinellas County and a sunset party on Passagrill Beach.
Passagrill Beach is the southernmost spot along Pinellas County's Gulf Coast. Its Party Under the Lights event is a few degrees warmer than fall festivals up north. But the topic everyone here is talking about is what you're hearing across the country. It's all about the bitter battle for President of the United States. Peter Brown is watching bands play on the patio of a local tavern called Shadrack's. He grew up in Passagrill and was a Democrat when he left to join the Marines to fight in Vietnam. He returned from that war a Republican and has been steadfast during his career as a firefighter for the Department of Defense. He's supporting Republican Donald Trump.
Considering national security is my top priority, I'm going to have to vote for Trump. I don't criticize people who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton. That's their conscience, and I just national security is a big thing.
His deference to those voting for the Democratic nominee is a nod to Brown's knowledge that his hometown and Pinellas County doesn't lean politically one way or another. The number of registered Republicans in this county of nearly 1 million people is just 600 more than the number of registered Democrats. Less than a block away from Shadrack's is one of them. Joe Widlansky is running a tent promoting the organization he operates, called Sea Turtle Trackers Incorporated. He says he's a proud liberal.
I believe it's split almost 50-50 down here. It is pretty close. You know, I see some Trump bumper stickers. I see some Hillary, you know, but this year there aren't nowhere near as many.
Widlansky has lived in St. Petersburg, the biggest city in Pinellas, for 16 years. He says he's really concerned about the environment, gay rights, and campaign finance.
The Supreme Court is a major factor in my decision.
But voters leaning only to the left or right are not the only factors in Pinellas, where 75% of its residents are white. While each major party has about 225,000 registered voters, another 176,000 Pinellas residents identify with another party. Voters like Luis Borgos and his wife Nancy, who are watching the sunset with their 4-year-old grandson. The retirees came to St. Petersburg from Puerto Rico a few years ago. They say it's wrong to assume that Clinton will get all of the Hispanic vote, which in Pinellas is about 1 in every 10 voters. Borgos says while Trump has made disparaging comments about Mexicans,
you know, but I don't think that he really hates Hispanics or black people, you know. I think that he just is spelling from his mind, you know, trying to demonstrate that the United States need to be united again, you know.
He does say he wants to vote for a candidate who will work toward peace.
I'm still thinking, and I will probably don't vote for Hillary or Trump. No, you know, it's a matter of convictions, you know.
Peter Brown, the Trump supporter, understands what Borgos means.
I just don't have a problem. If they're going to vote their conscience, I'm going to vote my conscience, and I don't have a problem with anybody doing that, but just do it, either left or right, whatever, just get out and vote.
And while politics will remain a hot topic, everyone in Passagrill seems to pause for a few minutes come sunset. Here, hundreds gather on the beach and near an old bell that volunteers ring every day as the sun disappears on the horizon.
13, 14, 15, there you go. Yay!
And for a moment, the election is the last thing on their minds. I'm Mary Shedden in St. Pete Beach.